Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. The late Joe Cocker, if I didn't say that, we're missing. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on my show. And that's the story I'm sticking to. Jim Alampi's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Alampi & Associates, the author of Great to Excellent, and which is available wherever books are sold. Execution Maximizer, right? That's one of your offerings, right, Jim?
That's the process we use to help CEOs get from vision to execution and results.
So apply that to talent. That's what we're talking about today with Jim, folks. Is how do we find, how do we develop, how do we keep our talent, Jim? What's the maximizer do for us on that?
You know, it really is a whole different way that we've got to adapt as leaders in companies to the current crop of talent that we're finding. You know, people too often denigrate the millennials as somehow being lazy or sloppy or not interested. There are good millennials just like there are good baby boomers, and that's the good baby boomers. And our challenge is weeding out the C players and making sure that we're always looking for and trying to hire and retain the A players. One of the things about A players is they don't want to work with C players. They don't want to work for people who don't work hard and do what mm-hmm. they're supposed to. So, you know, if we tolerate a lot of C players in our employee population, it could result in losing some of our A players, and that's a real problem.
You're exactly right. This is a real serious consideration, folks, that you got to take in. You got to have. If you got really sharp people, if you got people that you depend on, they're your key members of your team. And you don't match them up with people who they can respect and that they can feel like are pulling their weight, then you've got a chance. That's a poaching event waiting to happen, isn't it?
It sure is. And A players can find another job any day of the week they
That's
want.
Right.
And
right.
when they leave to do that, then you're stuck with even more C players as a percent of your population. That makes it even harder to execute and get good business results.
And if you've got a really sharp, high-performing individual, and you think that they're not going to be, somebody's not going to be pinging them at least once a year, then you're living in la-la land. You've got to do whatever you can to keep those people. But do you recommend bringing those people into the process, those really sharp people, the ones you can't do without? Do you recommend bringing them in and saying, hey, look, I want to make sure that you've got all the help, you know, the people on the other side of the building are doing the same kind of work you're doing. Help me find good people. Do you recommend that?
Absolutely. I ran into a company the other day, and they asked their leaders at the beginning of every calendar year, they have to define, each leader has to define, who's the one person who reports to you would most hate to lose. Number two, what would you do to save them if they came in and resigned today? And number three, why aren't you doing that already?
Right, exactly. Because once they come in your door and tell you what their plans are, it's 90% chance it's too late.
Yeah, you're not going to save them in most cases. That's exactly right.
And even if you do, I've never seen a recovery of something like that turn out to be where you put Humpty Dumpty back together like it was before.
Very rare, absolutely rare. And both people then leave with some suspicion and constantly looking and watching. When's the shoe going to drop the next time?
Right.
So you're absolutely right.
Right, exactly.
You know, one of the things, one of the top-notch CEOs, Larry Bossidy, who ran Allied Signal for many years, I've heard Larry speak a number of times, and people always say, ask him, how much time did you spend on people-related issues when you were running a Fortune 50 company? And people always get, when I pose that question, people always guess, well, 25, 40%. He would tell you he spent 65 to 70% of his time recruiting, developing,
wow,
and retaining people. And that's a phenomenal amount of time.
But if you think about it, though, Jim, at that level, All the other jobs are being handled by the people who reported to him. What else did he really have to do?
Exactly right. And that was his point. And I can remember the first time I heard that, I went back and did an estimate on myself. I think I was running about 40%. I was really embarrassed. You know, I thought, I just have to up my game.
Well, and I'll tell you something. In a small business, one of my big jobs that I'm trying to do here on the show, Jim, as you know, is helping small business owners understand that they have to fill the role of CEO in their company. This is one of the assignments, finding and onboarding and retaining the top talent. There is no more important job for the CEO than that.
And it's the right talent, as you said. You know, the worst thing I can ever hear from a CEO or a president of a company, I know that individual is a C player, but a C player is a warm body is better than nobody.
Yeah,
and that just makes me want to cringe, you know.
Well,
warm bodies
right.
are not better than nobody.
Mm-hmm. I was in the cattle business one time. I was talking to a grizzled old farmer, and I said something about, I was going to buy a bull. He said, never forget this. He said, a good bull is half of your herd. He said, a bad bull is 100% of your herd.
Yeah.
You know, and employees are similar. A bad a C player can bring the others down. Hey, Jim, I need the website again, please.
www.alampy.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. The book is called Great to Excellence. Hey, Jim, will you come back?
Anytime, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Look forward to next time. Jim Alampy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the future life. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.